So let's review. Our Mishnah discusses the number of witnesses needed to verify kinui, the husband's warning for her not to seclude herself with a specific individual, and stira, her seclusion with that person. Zak de Mishnah mekani le'ishtoi, a husband who warns his wife not to seclude herself with a certain man. Rabbi Yezo Imer, mekani la pishnai, he must warn her in front of two witnesses. Otherwise, she does not become a saita and is permitted to her husband, and she does not drink the mei saita. However, if he does have two witnesses that she was warned, umashkala al pi eid echad oy al pi atzmai, he can then compel her to drink the mei saita, even if he can only produce one witness to the seclusion, or by claiming that he personally witnessed the seclusion. Rabbi Shua disagrees. Rabbi Shua Eimer, mekanu al pi shnayim umashkala al pi shnayim, two witnesses are necessary both for the warning and the seclusion. The Gemara first cites an agadic introduction to the topic of Saita. Ein mezavgan le'adam isha ela l'fi maisa. A couple is matched based on their qualities, as Rashi explains. Tenua le'tzadik upruta le'rasha. Only a rasha will marry an immodest woman. Therefore, v'kashan le'zavgan can create yamsa. It is as difficult, so to speak, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to arrange such marriages as the supernatural event of the splitting of the sea. The Gemara questions this idea from the following statement of Rav. Forty days before a person is born, a heavenly voice proclaims who he will marry. And as Rashi explains, a person's future merits or misdeeds are not known before he is born, since he has free will. Clearly, marriages are not based on one's virtue. The Gemara answers, Hab Zivagrishan, Hab Zugsheni. The first marriage is predetermined, and the second marriage is based on his merits. The Gemara proceeds and first deals with a Saita Vadai, a woman who is definitely defiled, and determines the number of witnesses required to establish her status. B'tama Eid Echad Mehemen. As the Brisa says, Eid Echad Oimer Ani Re'isi Shenitmes, Loi Haisa Shaisa. After Kinu Estira, one witness suffices to establish that a woman is defiled, and she does not drink the Mei Saita. The source of this halacha is the pasuk v'shachav ish oisa, v'nistra v'hi nitma, v'eid ein ba, v'hi lo nitfasa. She's considered defiled even if eid ein ba, there is no aid. The Gemara explains that v'eid ein ba b'shnayim akasa medaber. Aid refers to two witnesses, because there is a pasuk lo yakum eid echad be'ish, one witness does not suffice for most testimonies. The superfluous word echad teaches us that the word aid itself refers to two witnesses, unless the pasuk explicitly states one, as it does in this pasuk. Therefore, the aid einba in reference to saita means terei lesba elachad. There aren't two witnesses, but there is one witness. And behila nitvasa asura. Since she was not coerced, she is forbidden because the single witness is believed. The Gemara now returns to explain the machlekes in the Mishnah where the one witness suffices for stira to establish seclusion. The pasuk says ve'eid einba, and we explain that one witness to tumah is believed. Rabbi Shua explains that the extra word ba tells us ba volei bikinui, ba volei bistira. One witness only suffices for defilement, but not for the warning or seclusion. Rabbi Eliezer, on the other hand, says that the pasuk only excludes kinui. However, one witness does suffice for stira because stira iskish latoma. Seclusion is compared to defilement, as the pasuk says, v'nistra v'hinitma. Even though it also says v'kinyas ishta v'hinitma regarding kinui, however, it's more logical to assume that the exclusion of ba refers to seclusion to treat it more stringently because stira adifa da'aschalta d'tumaya. The seclusion actually precipitates the iser. Therefore, we assume that the exclusion of ba requiring two witnesses refers to the warning. The Gemara now brings a third opinion. Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Mishum, Rabbi Eliezer, Hamakane le'ishtoi, mikane al pi eid echad oy al pi atzmai. He does not need two witnesses to verify the warning. Umashkal al pi shnayim, but he does need two witnesses to testify to the stira. The Gemara explains that he understands the pasuk ba to refer to the stira. However, kinui does not need two witnesses because it's compared to tumah, as the pasuk says, "V'kinyas ishta v'hinitma." The pasuk v'nistra v'hinitma, on the other hand, "Likama shir stira k'dei tumah hu da'asa," it teaches us that she only becomes forbidden if they were secluded long enough for her to be defiled. The Gemara Daf Dalet elaborates on this requirement. However, the Chacham disagree, and they argue that if so, l'divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, that mekane al pei atzmai, that kinui does not require witnesses, in l'divrei saif. Dezimnin d'lo ikani v'amar kanoi. His ability to take advantage of her is unlimited, because without a warning, she will not avoid stira. And so whenever the husband is provoked, he can prove her seclusion and claim that he had previously warned her. The Gemara adds, v'af l'mishnah seinu. Even according to Rabbi Eliezer's opinion in our Mishnah, that mashkala piatzmai, that stira does not require witnesses, ein la davasayif, zimnin de lo yistater v'amir yistater. There's also reason for concern because although hischel be'edim shalor de'kas, we have no reason to doubt the validity of his warning. However, if he subsequently became angry, he can simply claim that she was secluded. Before we continue, let's briefly review these three opinions. Rabbi Yeshua holds that both kinu v'stira apishnaim. Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Mishnah, holds kinu apishnaim v'stira api eid echad oy api atzmai. Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda holds kinu api eid echad oy api atzmai v'stira apishnaim. Based on these halachas, the Gemara cautions, loy leima inish le'itzi bezman hazeh, loy tistri b'hadi pleini. Now that there is no Beis HaMikdash, one should not privately warn his wife against seclusion because according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, this would constitute a valid warning. And if she subsequently secludes herself, the lekah idna may soita lemivdeka b'ka'asar ilava isur l'da'ilam. He will have no means of ascertaining her innocence since we don't have may soita, and she will be permanently forbidden to him. The Gemara now explains that the word kinui indeed means warning, but also means jealous anger. And the warning causes strife in one of two ways, depending on the machlekes of whether kinui al pei atzmai or kinui al pei shnayim edim. According to the opinion of kinui al pei atzmai, it is davar hamat l'kinui beino l'bein acher. It causes discord between her and her acquaintances, because since the warning is valid without witnesses, kulam lo yadi de kanila. The Amri might decamed the Kabadla of Asu Lamebit Kinna Bahada. Since others are not aware of the warning, they will be upset that she no longer socializes with them in order to avoid seclusion. According to the opinion of Kinna Pishnaim Aden, it is Davar Matla Kinna Beinala Beinoi. It causes strife between her and her husband, because since the warning requires two witnesses, Kula Amiyadi de Kanila, the Iu who the Asu Lamebit Kinna Bahada. Since others will know of his warning, she will instigate fights with him for suspecting her and embarrassing her, which in turn will cause him to be angry with her. Now, both of these approaches indicate asur lekanes. It's forbidden to be mekane, since it causes strife. Indeed, our Mishnah's expression ha-mekane es ishti, one who warns, and not mekane adam ishti, one warns his wife, also indicates b'di'evad in leketchil alai, it is forbidden to be mekane. However, there is an opinion that mutar lekanes, it is permitted to warn one's wife. He will explain, "En kinu elo lashon hasra, kinu merely means warning."